Coast 103.5, where the Ellen K. Morning Show is the crack of the crack. Thank you for being here with us. In case you're just finding us, this is who we are. I'm Ellen K. I found a new pink nail polish that I put on my toes. It's called What's Your Poinsettia?
Oh.
Very holiday-ish. It's kind of pinkish red.
I'm actually impressed and surprised because you've worn the fuchsia is bright for 10 years.
I know. I'm going to go back to the fuchsia thing. Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm Ryan Mano. I am someone who douses my macaroni and cheese and ketchup and ranch, and I've been eating weird food combinations for years, and I feel I've let everyone down this morning, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, no.
I came in and I saw a jar of pickles and a Snickers that I left here by my mic on Friday. Usually it's Funky Food Friday, and I didn't get around to it, and I feel really terrible. I was going to eat a Snickle.
For breakfast?
A Snickle. Gross.
Well, I mean, just, you know, we've been doing it on Instagram on the Coast Insta. So.
You let us down, Ryan.
I did. I promise you I will do it today. This is the combo, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Promises are made to be broken.
But you don't want to see me do this anyway.
I don't.
I don't want to smell it.
That's why I'm saying that.
My name is Social Queen Darlene, and my family lets birds fly in their house.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Just open door and they come in, or do they lure them in with food?
I went to go visit my grandma a couple weeks ago, and she was really careful, like kind of rushing me in the door, my kids. And I'm used to taking my shoes off at the door, so I'm like, well, I'm taking my shoes off. She goes, no, just come in, hurry, hurry, hurry. And I'm like, what is going on? I look up, I see a bird fly over my head.
Oh, what? Oh, she didn't want to get out.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm used to that with an aviary. My dad always had aviaries. And, you know, my dad's had birds my whole life. But this is a first in my family. They're rescuing this bird. It's a parrot, a pretty parrot, like the one you had in your Instagram picture.
Oh, yeah. I had a bird on me this weekend. Yeah.
I believe they're called lovebirds. Well, they have one. It has hardly any feathers, but it's rehabilitating and the feathers are coming back and now it can fly.
Oh, okay.
So they were letting it be loose in the house.
Oh, wow.
But now it's flying and they live in a two-story house. So you cannot catch this bird without a net.
Doesn't it make a mess in some areas?
So I thought, is that why all of your furniture's covered with sheets?
Oh,
yeah. And she goes, well, why else? And they're looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, you're just letting a bird take over the entire house.
They're living for the bird. They're actually like accommodating the bird more than themselves.
Is there not like maybe a happy medium where a bird gets...
Right. Like maybe let it get well in the garage.
Yeah,
or
it gets a room.
And there's a huge bird cage that they have, which I don't...
There's that.
Yeah, but they don't... They want it to be free. Wow. So that's how...
Look, in some way you have to admire and give...
No!
Okay, or not.
I'm on dark side.
This is a whole other level.
This is just end to the... Oh. I had a bird on me at the nail salon, and it was an adorable baby parrot named Sky. And he took a liking to one of my gold bracelets and sat on it because it's got these little balls and was picking at it and stuff, and then jumped to my chest and very affectionate. Like, I didn't know birds have such feelings
and
emotions.
It gives kisses to my grandma, too.
Yeah.
Why was there a bird?
Oh, because...
Was it my grandma's house?
LaFleur Nails in Studio City. Shout out to Susie. Her daughter rescued the bird.
It's
a rescue, and it gets to be at the nail salon.
And just do as it pleases.
Yeah, it gets to just be fly, and it mostly wants to sit on heads.
Do they rush you in the door?
No. Yeah. I think the bird, I don't think you could pay this bird to fly away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's like that.
I dated a girl once whose dad had birds, cages and cages of birds.
Oh, really? Inside or outside?
Inside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, inside. It was...
An inside cage is a smelly. That's a smelly situation.
Yes. That was a tough one. That was a tough one.
Yeah. Wow. She must have been really beautiful.
She was stunning.
The Ellen K. Morning Show on Coast 103.5.
Summer scents. There are so many. Beaches, number three, like the ocean air. Number two, lawnmower grass. And then number one is barbecue.
Yeah, you get a whiff of that barbecue, like even just wafting toward you. You don't even know where it's coming from.
It changes your dinner plan.
It really does. Changes your. And you've got it constantly now, Ryan, with your skills and your new tongs.
My skills and my grills. Yeah, when you fire up that grill and that meat first hits it and sizzles and you close it in the scent, just stop time right here. This is perfection.
And Darlene, you're pregnant. How are you doing with the scent of cooking?
Not bad, actually.
Yeah.
I don't have much of an appetite, but in the beginning, the scents were really hard to deal with.
Yeah.
And now I'm okay with it.
Yeah, yeah. Good. All right. Let's, I remember I couldn't stand the scent of anything cooking my first trimester. Yeah. Now you're in your second.
No, third.
Third. How did that happen so fast?
I know. It's happening too fast. I'm nervous.
Do we have the name yet?
No. I told Alex, and I'm going to say it here now, I need to see his face.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to build the list. So please keep the names coming because the list is getting long. And then when I see his little face, I will be able to have a better idea of what name to bless him with for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's going to so special. We're going to have a baby shower and everything.
And you know, you talk about scents. I know this isn't a summer scent, but I could sniff the head of a baby for hours.
Oh,
baby
scent. Yeah.
Baby head.
Baby scent.
Baby head.
Yay.
Their little breath. It's the most precious smell.
Crystal, you have a favorite scent, and you're also headed back to school already?
Yeah, we have to report back next Thursday. The counselors have to report back to start looking at schedules and like what it's going to look like, because especially since the numbers are rising, some parents might change their mind.
Yep.
And it's going to be a little bit of a mess, but we're up for it. I mean, you know,
it
comes with the territory, Diana. So, I'm actually kind of glad, you know, to go back.
To go back to some structure. To
go back to
kids.
An office.
What school district?
St. Gabriel.
San Gabriel. Well, Crystal, what's your favorite summer scent? There's a big poll out, and I highly agree with the top three. What's yours?
Sunblock.
It means
you're going to the beach. I mean, even in Southern California, you should really be wearing it year round. But I mean, when you're slathering it all over your body because you're going to be in a swimsuit, and you know, it's just like, I'm either on vacay or I'm at the beach or I'm at the pool or somewhere. So yeah.
There's a spray-on one that smells really good, Sunbum, and it's just, my son Calvin surfs a lot, so he uses the 70 at the beach, but that scent, it does. You know, it's something about scents and music that can take you places.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I definitely have those songs from actually my childhood summers that take me, but there are a couple songs that mean just summer to me, like Boys of Summer, that's like one of my go-to adolescent, that takes me back to some teen years, and, you know, other songs that are very nostalgic.
Yeah.
Who was your first crush? Who was your first boyfriend?
This guy named Jordan in eighth grade. I went to all-boys school, and I went to all-girls school, he went to all-boys school. And we kind of met at dances, so he was like my first crush.
He's your boy of summer.
Yeah.
One of my like first real kiss, April Sterling. We were at Lincoln Center, a dance, and every time I hear Aerosmith Crying, I just that's what we made out to. She had braces. You can just put yourself there. Yeah.
My first crush kissed me, and it was slobbery and horrible. Jimmy. Gross.
Crystal, you're the best. Thanks for listening.
All the time, every morning, even when I'm back to work on the way.
The Ellen K. Morning Show on Coast 103.5.